Yaakov settled in the land of the dwellings of his father, in the land of Canaan. So Rashi brings down famous medrash, Bikish Yaakov Leishiv B'shalva, Kofetz Olav Ruzay Shal Yosef. Yaakov Avinu wanted to live B'shalva, peace, serenity, so the Roigis, the anger, the hardship of Yosef, jumped upon him. Medrash really brings this down, that it brings a ride from Yaakov Avinu. Tzadikim want to sit b'shalva. But Yaakov Avinu is one of the examples you find because he wanted to live b'shalva, so the Satan of Yosef came upon him. So everybody asks the question, why is it so terrible if Yaakov Avinu wanted to live b'shalva? What did Yaakov Avinu want to do already? He wanted to sit and learn Torah. He wanted to be Yosef and Ruchnius. He wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what was the tain on him that he wanted to sit b'shalva? So I saw a pshat, an original pshat from Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal. He says the following. He says, the avoid of Avram Avinu, he was makabal upon himself achrayis to be mefarsim the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. To let everybody know that there's an adain hakol, there's yesh adain lebirizu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach on everything that happens in the world. That's why you find by Avram Avinu, which says, Vayikra b'shem Hashem. He called out in front of everybody in the name of Hashem to be mefarsim the name of Hashem. By Yitzchok Avinu, you find the same thing. Vayikra, he built a mizbeach, Vayikra b'shem Hashem. That means he spoke to the rabbim about the name of Hashem. And even by Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu was in Shechem and Beisel, you find also the same thing. He built mizbeachos, and he was mefarsim the name of Hashem. But now that Yaakov Avinu came to Eretz Canaan, so he minimized his hashpah on others. He decided now is the time to work on myself, and now is the time to build Beis Yisrael, to build the Shvatim. So he sort of like compromised on the Indian of being mefarsim the name of Hashem, and he concentrated on the chinuch of his children. And that old achrayis that Avram had and that Yitzchak had and that he himself had before him, so that already he let go a bit. So that's pshat over here. Because Yaakov Leishiv B'shalva, he wanted to give up that achrayis of being mefarsim the name of Hashem amongst the goyim, and he wanted to concentrate with his eidim and mishpacha b'shalva to inculcate in them the mesorah that he wanted to give over. So that there was a kitru that you can never relax from being mefarsim the shame of Hashem. That achrayis you still have to be mefarsim the shame of Hashem barabim. And what was the mida kineged mida of kofetz lo rugza shel Yosef? What was the end result? The Yaakov Avinu had to travel away from Eretz Yisrael, and through his going to go to Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim he was mefarsim the name of Hashem when they saw the nisim that happened. That because Yaakov Avinu, the Rav stopped, and Paroi was makir, that not did they count that even Paroi was masked the shame of Hashem. So Yaakov on the one hand wanted to compromise a little bit on being mefarsim to Shem Hashem. The end result was Hashem brought him to Mitzrayim, and through Yaakov Avinu, the name Hashem was mefarsim in Mitzrayim, which is the Mokum of Avi Avos HaTumah. The Tiferes Yainson, Yainson Aivshitz, says another twist in the Kofetzel of Rugzei Shal Yosef, because Yaakov Leishiv Vishal, the Kofetzel of Rugzei Shal Yosef. The reason why Yaakov Avinu gave over the Mechayra to Yosef, stating Zohar HaKadosh, because Yosef was the Machshav Etchila. Yaakov Avinu L'Chetchila wanted to marry Rachel, and Yosef was supposed to be the pri from Rachel. So even though L'maisi he married Leah first, over in Machshav, he wanted to marry Rachel first. So Memela, he went Bosser the Machshav, he went Bosser Yosef, and Yaakov Avinu wanted to live b'shalva because Yitzchak Avinu gave him the bracha. He's going to be able to sit b'shalva and he'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to live off of the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu. But now there's a time. Because if you go b'shalva machshava, then Yitzchak's machshava was really to give the brachas to Esav. So then the monarchship. If you go Vosser, the Maisa, so a Maisa, Leah, you married first, so you can't give over the Bechaira and give everything over to Yosef. Elamai, you want a Taina, that you're going Vosser Machshava. So then you can't live off of the bracha that Yitzchak gave you, that you should live B'Shalom, because Yitzchak's Machshava was to give it to Esav and not to you. So when Yaakov Avinu showed he goes also machshava by being machshav Yosef over everybody else, so kavetzal al ruzah shel Yosef, because that shalva can't stand. The shalva that you wanted is based on the bracha of Yitzchak. But if you're going also machshava, then Yitzchak also, his machshava was to give it to Yosef and not to you. You can't have it both ways. As I zokt, Rav Yonason Eibshitz in the Sefer Teferes Yonason. The Yisrael Aves Yosef Mikol Bonav Ki Ben Zekuna Mulay Va'osa Loiksinus Passim, and he made for him a multicolored coat. So Rashi says over here, Passim is Roshetavis Paitifar Soicharim Yishmaelim Midyan. In other words, that coat that made him special, that the brothers were jealous of, in there is Merumas all the Torahs that he went through. So Sort of wrote down b'shem one of the Balei Musar, you see a very, very piercing message over here. Here the brothers were jealous of him because of this Ksainis Pasim, and they felt that he was special. And in the Ksainis Pasim Gufo were woven the tzaras that he would have to go through. A lot of times we're makana somebody. For whatever reason we're makana him. Oh, he has this, and oh, he has that. But we have no idea what that person has to go through, and what price he has to pay. Forgetting what he has, there's a price to pay for everything. So everybody sees the chitzonius, everybody sees what that person has. Over me'idach gisa, they don't see the inner nesyonius that the person has and the inner tzaras that he has, that they don't see. And the lesson from over here is that on the outside it looked like it was exciting, possible, it was a davar chashivas, davar kavod, but in that gufa is merumas the tzaras that Yosef went through. And the emphasis is that this has been the history of Klal Yisrael. The nations of the world are jealous of us. Lamaisa, we're smarter. Lamaisa, we're given the kishrin. We have the genes of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So for Shaitzer, we're special. And Lamaisa, throughout history, loy mi boy in the Tyridika world, what was accomplished. But even in the secular world, they're, Yidden, Lamaisa are outstanding in their various fields. And that's, an overflow of the tremendous kishon that we were given the tzair of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the nations of the world, they're jealous of us. They're jealous of that ksainas pasim, of that special levush that we've been given. But they don't see, on the other hand, the achrayis that we have because of it, that we use our kishon. Number one, we have tremendous chiyuvim, tayag mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs derabbanan, and all of the nyanim that we find in Tanakh and Chazal. But in addition to that, they don't look at the fact of how much we've suffered over the years throughout history. We have to pay the price for being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. But that's Merumas and the Ksenius Pasim. These four tzaras represent the four Goliaths. So the riches that we were given, that the whole world is jealous of us, and it's for good reason, Baruch Hashem, we have tremendous milas. Oh, but we have to pay for those milas. That they don't want to see. They only see the good that we have. They don't want to see the price that we have to pay for it. The brothers went to pasture the sheep of their father in Shechem. So Rashi says, a peludika thing. Nokud al es. There are nekudas on the word es. Sholeholchu el liros es atzman. They didn't go to pasture the sheep. They went to pasture themselves. What's the pshat? Sifsei Chachamim explains, whenever they're on the kudus on something, it's as if to tell us you should read the pasuk as if those nekudas don't, as if those letters don't exist. So it could be read, Vayelchu echov lirois, the brothers went to pasture themselves, and Tzaynaviyim is b'shem, but they went to pasture themselves. But the way Rashi says it, it's not the pshat, they went to take care of the sheep, and they also went to enjoy themselves. It's the way Rashi uses the lashon, Shaloihochu ela lirois es atzma. They went only to pasture themselves. It's a very sure thing to say about Kedosha Yelian, about the Shiftei Kor. The Chazal say that the Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadosh in Yom Kippur, he went b'schus the Shvatim. So to say that they went lirois es atzma is a very, very sure thing to say. So I saw Rav Yonason Eibshitz and Teferes Yonason, he taka says it's chas v'sholem to say it, v'derech reyusa. Now the Indian is that we find that by Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech, They became the Melachim, they ruled over Klal Yisrael. Oh, but before they ruled over Klal Yisrael, they were shepherds. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd, and David was a shepherd. And from the Medrash, it's Mashma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, he saw the sensitivity with which he treats the sheep. He says, you're right to be the Raya of the sign of Klal Yisrael. And the same thing with David HaMelech. So you see that sort of like a prerequisite of being the Melech Yisrael, there was an Indian of being a Raya. The brothers recognized that Yosef has in himself Nitzotzei Melucha. And they saw Beruach HaKodesh that something is going to happen with Yosef and Malchus in Shechem, which Taka happened. Yeravim ben Nevat, he took over the Melucha in Shechem. Yeravim ben Nevat comes from Yosef. So they saw something Beruach HaKodesh. So they went to shepherd their sheep, leaving Yosef out of the picture. They wanted, Lirai says, Atzman means to shepherd within themselves and to leave Yosef out of the picture so they should have the koyach of being the Roye Tzayin. And the male eventually Malchus should come from them and Yosef should be left out of the picture. That's the way that the Tiferes Yonison says Pshat. Not Kipshuta, Lirai says, Atzman, to pasture themselves and to be misanning themselves. Lirai says, Atzman means to shepherd by themselves in Shechem, and that would give them the zgula of Malchus, and Yosef would be left out of the picture. This is the way Rav Yonis and Ayushis learns Pshat. Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef, and Yisrael said to Yosef, Haloyachecha Royim b'Shechem, your brothers are pasturing in Shechem, L'chov esh l'chacha aleyem, let me send you to them. Vayomer loy, hineni, behold, here I am. Even though Yosef knew that the brothers didn't like him, but he was willing to do anything for Yaakov Avinu. So starts with the kasha, how did Yaakov Avinu do something like this? I mean, Yaakov Avinu also realized that the brothers didn't like him. And he sends him on such a mission. What was the pshat in Yaakov Avinu? Second of all, it says over here, Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef. Yisrael, we know that there's the name of Yaakov and there's the name Yisrael. The name Yisrael is used when there's a certain union of Malchus and there's Ruach HaKodesh, that's the name of Yaakov when he's on a higher Madrega, when there's an expansion of his Chachma. Yaakov represents the name of Yaakov when he's underneath the power of Esav, when his Mayach is not so expanded, when his heart is not so expanded. Here it says, Vayomer Yisrael, that means he said it with Chachma and he said it with Ruach HaKodesh. But how can that be? Take a look at what turned out. Yosef was sold, he was sent down to Mitzrayim. So I saw in the Sefer Tiv HaTorah for Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich Lita, and he says, Adarabba v'Adarabba. He says, he and I sent us. Yaakov Avinu said this with Ruach HaKodesh. Because when Hashemayim, they were mashpia on him, the Das, to send Yosef, because when Hashemayim, they wanted to be Mesabe, the Yaakov Avinu should end up going down to Mitzrayim with the Shivim Nefesh, and this was a chelot of the Eitz of Avram Avinu by Yishlachem Me'ei Mechevra. This was the Eitzim and Hashemayim. And Adarabba, it was the Yisrael with the Ruach HaKodesh that sent Yosef on this mission. Lorvos, it didn't turn out so right in the short term, but in the long term, it turned out the best for the Nitzvius of Klal Yisrael. Through that, they went down to Mitzrayim, and through that, Yosef paved the way for the rest of Klal Yisrael. For 210 years, they should be able to live in Mitzrayim in the best way possible. And that led to Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Kriyas Yamsim of the Mountain Torah. So Gamliel Rabinowitz says the lesson from over here is a lot of times people ask an Eitzah from a Gadol. Sometimes it doesn't turn out, you know, the way they would expect it to turn out. So they have tainus. But the emphasis is, if a Gadol Taka says it with Das Torah, in the short term it might not look like what you think it should be. But the emphasis is, they have Seichel min Hashemayim, and in the long term it turns out properly, like we see over here with Yaakov Avinu. It was the Yisrael that sent him out. That means with the koyach of Gadlus HaMoichin, like he calls it, and with the koyach of Ruach HaKadosh. In the short term, it didn't turn out properly. But the end result was that Yosef was shalut al Eretz Mitzrayim, and Yosef paved the way for Klal Yisrael, and for the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, it was a tremendous thing. But that's a lesson that we have to learn. A person asks an Eitzah from a Gadol, if right away it doesn't turn out, Lamais in the long term, Yosef was Torah that guided the person. And the Gadol has Siyata D'Shmaya. Even if in the short term it doesn't look like it was a good Eitzah, in the long term it is. I saw Rav Yaakov Galinsky, Shtelzach on this Indian of Yosef and his brothers. The Medrash is mashma. It was klar. Isaac shared uses ashar for lashon. It was as if the koyach habechira was taken away from the shifteka. We ask Kapella, because how's it possible that the shvatim should take Yosef and kidnap him and throw him into a pit and then to sell him? They wanted to kill him. So from the Medrash is mashma. The Medrash quotes a pasuk. Loma tasenu Hashem midrachecha. Why, Hashem, did you guide us off of the proper way? Kisharatisa, when you want nosata believe in lehoi, you place into the hearts of people to love. Ukisharatisa, when you want nosata believe in lismay, you place it into the hearts of people to hate. It's mashma. Everything was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pulling strings on a puppets on a string. And it was as if they lost their Kayach HaBechir. Why? What was Taka the reason for this? The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, that Peitesa Midbeis, that Roy Ho Yaakov Leirid L'Mitzrayim B'Shal Shaloi Shal Marzo. Because of the Gzeir of the Brismain Apsarim, the Yaakov Avinu had to go down to Mitzrayim, it could have ended up he would have been taken in chains. Now, Kadosh Baruch wanted it to be done, in Indian of Kovid, the Yaakov Avinu should not be taken down in chains. He should go down there Baratza. He should go down there Biahava. So he went after Yosef. Hashem orchestrated it that Yosef should go down, and Yaakov should go down to Mitzrayim Biahava. One of the Sfarim brings down that if Yaakov Avinu would have gone down in chains, it would have so demoralized Klal Yisrael, the Shiftei Kor, that they wouldn't be able to survive in Golos. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it bedafka, the Yaakov Avinu should go down b'derech kavod, to go greet his son Yosef, who is the Melech, and that elevated the spirits of the Shiftei Kor, and they were able to survive in Golos. So Dr. Yaakov Galinsky, over Yosef could have a gevald b'ketayna, so that my father should go down b'kavod, so I have to suffer all these years, I'm kidnapped, I'm all alone, I'm in Mitzrayim, the Avi Avoy Satuna. I'm in jail. I'm a servant. I'm put into a situation where I always was over on losing my kiddusha. I have to suffer through all these years just that my father should go down the covenant, and my brother should go down the covenant. Why should I, have to go through all these sorrows? So he brings down the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Shaul Turnus Rufus Haroshas Rabbi Akiva. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Aniyim, so why does he make them poor? So Rakiva answered, to save us, Medina shall gain. There's a whole conversation that went debate with them. He says, what do you mean? How does it save you, Medina shall gain? If Nesrol or Avodim, so it's like, master got angry at his Eved by making him poor, and you're going and giving him money, you're going against the word of Hashem. Rabbi Akiva said, no, we're considered Bonim, Rizeho. Rishtelson Bekashim, Dessler asks a question over there. So, could have a very good time. I have to suffer through life. I have to live a life of misery to save other people from Gehenna. I'm the carbon to save other people from Gehenna. Dr. Dessler, shmami enough from over here, what Rav Chaim Volozhin says in his Abdomen to Nefesh HaChaim, that the tachlis of a person over here in this world is to take away pain from other people. That is a tachlis over here, to help out other people, to take pain away from other people, to be misayei other people. So it's kedai for the ani to go through life suffering so that he should come on to the ashiram that have the money, right? And to save them, be the initial again. So he's up for Chaim Volozhin. So Yaakov Galinsky wants it to be madam over here to Yosef. Tak is suffering. Of his kedai to go through all the suffering to save other yidden from pain. The end result is, vashteitzim, that it doesn't come for free. If he saved other yidden from pain and he went through so much tsar to save other yidden from pain, you can imagine how much tsar you're going to get. It's going to be a tremendous amount of tsar. Oh, but that's the yisoy, that one of the main tachlisim in life is to take away pain from another yid. And that's the shot over here by Yosef. And the mice of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda met Tamar on the way and he lived with her. And she asked him for his cane, for his stick, for his signet ring. He mutes. She was found. The Shochel Chamiya, she sent a message to her father-in-law Yehuda, Lamar. Le'isha sher eila loy anoichi har. the one that these belong to, I am expecting a child from him. V'atoymer haker no lemiach lisemes v'apsilim v'amata ha'eile. Recognize, who does this belong to? You're the one that gave it to me. Now, she really could have said, al parabim, that she's expecting from you, but she didn't. She said it to Derek Ramiza. And Chazal learned from over here, mutavloi sheyapol on atzmoi lekivshana eish. It's better for a person to throw himself into a fire, into a furnace, v'al nechaveh barab. From Tamar. You see, Tamar could have defended herself right away. Over, she sent Ramiza to Yehuda, and she avoided, she saved him the embarrassment. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, a Moedic thing will be here. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, a lot of times people have a shakl of Atariya. What is better for their Ruchnias? What is not better for their Ruchnias? Sometimes they have a shayla how to approach life. Should I do it this way? Should I do it that way? And sometimes in the middle there's a Frumi Yetzirah. It's better for your Ruchnias for you to do like this. You know, there's a Frumi Yetzirah that tries to talk them into doing it a certain way. When really it could be behind that, it could be the Eitzahar. So Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says we have to learn a lesson over here from Tamar. Tamar over here, it was a question of her losing her life. That means that Hoitziyuah B'Tisar, they said, Yehuda Paskin, that she has to be burnt. That would mean her life and the life of the two children that she was expecting, Peretz and Zarah. So number one, three neshamas would go down the drain. Number two, she knew that she had the malchus. She was expecting the malchus. She was aware of that. So she could have had a very frumma excuse, a frumma yetzahara to tell her, no, say it clearly. You're not chayiv misa. It was Yehuda that was the gaira, right? And there's a very good reason over here. Oh, but she didn't do that. She saw in front of it as an issur to be malchus mechaveh barabbah. And when you have that isser, you can have all of the frumah cheshbainis possible. Of a lemaisa right now, I have an isser being malbin echaber barabin. It's better that I put myself into the kibshana eish and not to be mavaz of somebody else. I have frumah yetzara. She didn't even take that into consideration. That's a lesson of Yosef Chaim that a person has to take, that when he's making cheshbainis one way or the other, he has to be worried about the frumah yetzara. Yosef HaTzadik comes into the prison one day and he sees the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim. He sees them, they're not in such good spirits. And he asks them, Madua Pneichem Roim Hayyim. Why does your face look so down today? So let's make a cheshbin. What this, how are you? Good morning, how are you? What did this lead to? They told him he had bad dreams. He ended up being Pais of the Chalayim. And because he ended up being Paisa the Chaloyim 2 years later, Yisar Hamashkim tells Parai, oh, Risham Yitoni Na'arevet Ivri, he was Paisa Rachaloyimus. He's brought out of the bar right away, he's freed from jail because of this. He's freed from jail, he's Paisa Paros Chaloyimus. He's made the ruler over Gans Klal Yisrael. And because of that, he's able to make a Kiddush Hashem and mention the name of Hashem, that even Parai mentioned the name of Hashem. Yaakov and his sons end up coming to Mitzrayim. They end up paving the way for the Yidden to live in Mitzrayim. And the whole Hishtalshlus Advarim came about because of one good morning. How are you? Pili point. The Svarim bring down, you see how one little action, one small good morning, how are you? Why do you look so down today? You see how much Nitzvi is this meant for Klal Yisrael. That's why we should never minimize a small action of chesed. The smallest action could be the biggest thing because it has it in Kedusha. I saw Maisa brought down. I'm going to have been seen Fallman. He was a Rav in the Beis Medrash, Nachlas Moshe Bnei Brak. And he said over the following story. There were two women that were mamish friends since they were little kids. They both got married and they were neighbors and they lived together. And Amish, very, very close friendship. So the other was that the families had to part. One of them moved to Haifa, one of them moved to Petah Tikva, and they lost their keshet. And this woman lived alone. Apparently she wasn't married, the one in Petah Tikva. The other one in Haifa, she had a family. And the woman that lived alone was sort of like a loner. She didn't have shaykhs with people, and she felt very alone. and a mamish, she suffered depression and it hurt her mentally. And the matzah got so big that she wanted to take her own life. She made up a certain day when she's going to take her life, and she already got a hold of the poisons to take her own life. By he had young, on the very day that she was supposed to take her own life, she goes out to get the mail, and she sees a letter. She opens up the letter. It's a letter from her friend in Haifa. I haven't written you in such a long time, and mamish, you know, and I miss you, and I haven't spoken, and we have to get together, and we have to speak. And it's mamish, a beautiful letter. And it made the letter, the woman feel like $1 million. She decided not to take her life. She started having contact with this woman. And the side of her was, because of this, a random letter, for some reason, she reminded herself she hasn't had contact with her friend in who knows how long. She decided to write her a letter and to save this woman's life, and it gave her chizuk, and she started getting a totally new outlook on life. So it turns out one of the Rosh Yeshivas, there was a Rosh Yeshiva that lived in Petah Tikva. I forgot already who the Rosh Yeshiva was, but he heard, oh, she told him over the Maisa, or Zev Edelman. Zev Edelman was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. So he lived in her neighborhood, and she told him over the whole Maisa. She showed him the letter. He took the letter and he showed it to Reb Shach. And Reb Shach was mamish nishtam, and he says that this mice is a mitzvah leparse. He says, you never know what a random hello and what a random good morning could do of. The mamish saved her life and it got her on her feet. Oh, but you see mamish from Yosef, the ramifications. Madua panecha ron hayayim. One greeting, and take a look at what it meant both for Yosef and both for Klal Yisrael. Guten Shabbos. Yeah, next week.
Good morning is very important.
What?
Good morning is very important.
Sure.